It's Wednesday, the day we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
So let's start with the fight over an expansion of Medicaid to hundreds of thousands of low-income people in Michigan. Governor Snyder had wanted the expansion passed by now, but the state Senate has been dragging its feet on a vote. But then comes news that a group of lawmakers, put together by Republican State Senate Leader Randy Richardville, is looking over details of an expansion. What should we expect to see from this group, Jack?
Well, we don't really know. You know, this is sort of a fascinating case study, and the governor fighting ideological Republicans in the legislature. Randy Richardville is insisting that they have a majority of Republicans behind them before they go forward with the vote. They want to impose conditions on the state accepting Medicaid, and the trick is, will the federal government go along with these conditions? So it's a very fine line that they're walking, and the governor is absolutely right. If this isn't passed, it'll cost Michigan a vast amount of money, but there are people who just think any government expansion is bad. So I really don't know how this is going to play out. I don't think anybody does.
Also at the Capitol, Governor Snyder yesterday signed a bill that allows the state to dissolve financially struggling school districts in the state. Help us understand what this new law can and likely will do, especially as we're seeing the number of financially struggling schools increase in the state.
Well, your premise is not exactly right. It doesn't allow government to dissolve all the financially struggling school districts, just two of them, Buena Vista and Inkster. It's set for school districts that have, I think, between 800 and 2,400 people, very specifically drawn for only these two districts. But these are small, poor, and heavily African-American districts, and some African-Americans feel that they're being sort of targeted. Interestingly, this bill would not include Pontiac, a larger school district, which is in hot water. There are a lot of other districts all over the state. Something like 25 districts are already in financial deficit, but this is very narrowly written. There's a lot of experts on school policy who think we have far too many school districts, so we should tackle this problem on a statewide basis, but this is just sort of a little micro effort. So it remains to be seen whether this will be the start of the more pressure to dissolve more districts as the crisis gets worse and worse.
And finally, Jack, let's talk about wolves. The group Keep Michigan Wolves Protected has filed language to put another question to voters on the 2014 ballot. The group wants to ban wolf hunting in Michigan. Now, this is somewhat complicated because this is the group's second attempt at a referendum. Break this down for us, Jack. What's going on here?
It's very complicated, and I think the people who are trying to prevent wolf hunting may have made a tactical error, because we have a lot of research that shows when there are too many ballot proposals, people are confused and tend to vote no on everything. We saw that last fall. There were six ballot proposals, most of them constitutional amendments, and voters, whether they were left or right, just voted no on all of them. So the whole issue of wolves is a very sensitive thing. You've got environmentalists who think, you know, we finally restored these animals, which are virtually extinct. They should be protected. And then there are people in the Upper Peninsula who say they're eating our dogs. There's never been a case of a wolf killing someone in modern times in Michigan, but people are worried about that too. There are some incidences of wolves attacking livestock. So this is kind of an age-old tension in America, and however these referenda play out, it's not likely to end here.
Well, Jack, thanks again for your time.
Always a pleasure.